This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you have health insurance, you might be able to see a personal dietitian for $0 out of pocket. Nourish connects you with a dietitian that fits your needs, covered by your insurance. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans, and 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. With hundreds of five-star reviews from real patients, you know you're in good hands. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Welcome back. Junkies come to you live on 106.7 The Fan. Jason Sobel joins us at 9 o'clock to talk Masters. He's with PGA Tour Radio and CBS Sports HQ. Kevin McCarthy on the movies and all things entertainment coming up at 9:45. So Drab put on the outline that Valdez can save Hooters. I don't know what the game plan is, because then Cakes, when I teased it, said, What is Valdez going to do? I said, I don't know.
What is the plan?
I did a yesterday. I've had this plan for weeks, but yesterday, since it was the opening day of the Masters, Hooters is kind of synonymous with the Masters, since John Daly does autograph sessions at the Augusta Hooters. So I did reconnaissance, like I'm John Taffer. I went to Hooters yesterday to watch the opening round at the Chantilly location.
Perfect, Drab Tilly.
And
did you have a crew of guys?
Solo.
Solo recon mission.
Did you sit in a booth by yourself, or did you go to the bar?
No, I went to the bar.
Okay.
Right in front of the TV.
Is their TV decent?
Yeah, they have a great TV setup.
All right.
And I don't know. I don't know what all these other franchises are doing, and what other locations, but the Hooters and Chantilly might be one of the most profitable on the East Coast.
It's always crowded.
It's just crowded.
I haven't been there in a long time, but it was always crowded when I went.
I went at 3:30 because I figured, okay, it'll be kind of dead. I can just kind of chill. It was hopping at 3:30.
Okay.
My guess is a lot of guys like to go there before they go home.
Well, stop off spot.
Yeah. You know, punt work a little bit, go there, get home at 5, like nothing happened.
Okay.
Number one, the location of that Hooters, other franchises need to take note.
Okay.
This place.
What have they done
place,
right?
This place, even though it's kind of tucked back off of 50, and if you're familiar with the Chantilly area, there's like a post office back there. Then you also got to go buy a bunch of like auto body shops. It is right next to the Blue Collar Central.
Okay.
And Hooters is the Blue Collar steakhouse.
Okay.
I mean, you got a lot of mechanics hanging out. You got a lot of people who are working outside. You know, blue collar America's in there.
Yep. So salt of the earth.
So if you have a Hooters location that's not by these type of people,
right?
Then you're not attracting the right clientele. That's why some of these places are going under. Mm. Like this is prime spot.
Location.
It's key.
Yes. Also, the girls. I think Drab's in love with one of the waitresses, because I was telling him about.
Did you guys go together?
No. I was telling him about.
Just from a description.
Yes, I was telling him about one of the servers, And like the creep that he is, Drab found her online.
Oh, he did.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
Went hard, followed by Matt Valdez.
That's a good, some solid sleuthing right there.
And I thought Drab was ready to risk it all. I was liking every picture of her.
He's so stupid.
If you don't have the stable of women that this place does, then you're gonna go under. They had every size, every curve from top to bottom that you wanted, hair color, ethnicity.
Right.
They had your pick of the litter.
It was a diverse group, is what you're saying.
Yes.
Okay.
So whatever you're into as a guy, okay, they have it.
They had it on the menu.
Yeah,
so to
it
speak.
Was. Yeah, it was there.
Well, this was almost a story earlier in the week on the show, because their CEO came out and said that they're going in a different direction. That
right.
Hooters is going to save themselves from bankruptcy. They're going in the opposite direction. They're axing bikini nights. They're doing more charity work.
That sounds horrible. That's a terrible pivot.
Yeah, a wet blanket.
Yeah.
And I know this because I saw like a news anchor in Detroit. I couldn't believe he was doing this on local TV. He went on a rant and said, "We need more bikini nights. We need hotter women." And he had his two women co-anchors, their jaws were on the floor.
Yeah.
So I was telling Valdez about it, and then he said, I'll go by Hooters this week and check it out and let you know, give you that skinny.
Now, in terms of improvements, like those are the two core staples you need to have if you're going to open up a Hooters restaurant, is the location, and you got to have a wide variety of hot girls.
Okay.
If you don't have that, you're destined for failure. but the problem is, and it's hard to describe, and I think this is why some of the places are going under, is that when you go, you kind of feel icky.
Okay.
Like, you kind of feel like you're doing something bad.
You kind of feel like a perv?
Yes.
Did you
yes.
feel like that, especially because you were by yourself?
Yes, or, even okay. more so if yeah. you're going solo.
Yeah, if you're going by yourself, I could see having that feeling.
But here's the problem, is that everyone who goes to Hooters, people aren't going to Hooters as like a group.
Right.
Because I think people are afraid to say to their boys, "Hey, let's go to Hooters.
Right.
Yeah, let's see some."
There's a stigma attached
yes,
to it. Okay.
Let's see some TNA while we have a beer or two and watch something.
Right.
Like I think guys got to get more comfortable,
mm-hmm.
and Hooters need to do a better job of maybe having some sort of promotion. Like if you're coming in with your buddy,
yeah.
to get them through the door.
How were the wings?
Okay.
People love the wings.
That's part two.
Okay.
I haven't had a Hooters wing in a long time. And Hooters mm-hmm. wings are very famous. They're a mm-hmm. certain style.
Mm-hmm.
They're like breaded with the sauce. You don't, it's a Hooters wing you can pick out of a lineup very
right.
easily.
Yeah. They're
but
distinctive.
They're distinctive.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's because I'm 37 now.
Okay.
And if, when
your
I was younger.
Your palate has changed.
And if you could pummel, and if I could pummel them when I was younger, but I ordered 10 wings.
Are you a hot guy?
No, I'm a kind of a medium guy. Okay. I don't like to have my mouth burning when I'm eating
wings.
I'm
kind of with you.
I ate five of them,
mm-hmm.
and I go, "Oh man, this is this is kind of gross." And then I forced myself to eat a sixth wing.
Okay.
And I go, "This is not how I want to feel after eating a wing." And then that's the OG wing, and I saw on the menu they have naked wings and they have grilled wings. Maybe I should have went that way.
Okay.
But the breading, I can't do the breading anymore.
Okay.
It just makes you feel gross. And the last thing you want to do is feel like a roly-poly when chicks with jugs are serving you beers. So you
their
don't
wings
feel-
are so good. When they used, I don't know if they're on Rockville Pike anymore.
Yeah, I don't know.
But my wife used to want to stop there to pick up wings to go.
Okay.
The worst, but this might be the worst part about it, is there needs to be a moratorium on these women and talking about their kids. They can't, you can't do that at a Hooters. That is the golden rule.
That's a wet noodle.
do not bring up your kids around me while I'm sitting around looking at you having a beer.
While you're leering.
Yes.
That's on the GM. You know how like
that's training issue.
We don't broach on this show.
Totally.
They got to have topics they don't talk about behind the bar.
No kid rule.
And look, if they want to talk about their kids in the break room or while they're smoking a cig.
Or if a customer asks them about them.
Yeah.
Okay, I get it.
You can't just bring it up out of nowhere.
It blows the fantasy.
Yes, exactly. And there are a lot of regulars there.
Since EB's not here.
Are you going back today?
So I feel like I should at least get your opinion because EB hates the pantyhose.
Some are wearing it.
Does it bother you?
Some are wearing it, some are not. Doesn't bother me.
Okay.
Am I going back today? I don't know. I'm trying to get Drab to go. I can't go back there by myself because it makes me feel...
Back-to-back days by yourself, I would not recommend.
There, I overheard a guy say he was there. That's his third day in a row going.
Oh. Now, that's a Hooters grizzled vet right there.
And
are those guys hollering? They're trying to pick up one of the waitresses, right?
I also heard three I love yous.
Three of them in one visit?
Yes, not from the same person, but from other people.
Just sitting there for how long were you there?
I was there from about
a couple hours.
3:30, just after 3:30 to 5.
Give me your physical setup in the restaurant because you were solo. Did you go to the bar?
Yeah, I sat down at the bar.
Okay,
yeah.
I missed that detail.
Were there any male employees? Like, I actually don't know. Like, at the bar, is there one guy?
The cooks.
Yeah, the cooks.
There was a bar back, and I felt bad for the bar back because he felt like he looked like the biggest simp in the world.
Yeah.
I mean, the chicks go, "I need more ice."
Right.
And then, so you believe to save Hooters, number one, you kind of need to change the way that they interact. Don't bring up kids.
I need more flirty too.
Okay.
I was a little disappointed in the flirtation department.
Well, they must be flirting decent enough for a couple people to say I love you to them.
No. With the guys that they know, they're very
with the regulars.
Yeah, with the regulars. I felt a little left out. not gonna lie.
Because you're a new face.
So if you were the manager, you'd say, "Hey, look, drop the kid talk.
Yeah.
Make these guys feel a little more special."
Mm-hmm.
And then on the food, you're just saying maybe a little less heavy?
That might have been on me. I just ordered poorly. I would get the naked wings next time.
Did you like the sauce at least?
Yeah, it's fine. It tastes like buffalo sauce.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard to mess up buffalo
they're not
sauce.
They're not splitting the atom at Hooters.
Yeah. But I mean, some people rave about the wings. My wife's one of them.
I will say, this is a very smart move by the GM or owner. There's definitely some sort of... pre doors opening meeting about like phrases to say for the day, I overheard the bartender saying like, "Who do you have in your golf pool?"
Oh no!
Oh, really?
So they just have canned like conversation starters.
I don't know.
Well, maybe they're customizing it. That's a good thing.
That's a good thing. I don't know if she's a super fan or if she just figured out that phrase to say today to be more polite to people sitting around the bar.
Right.
Kate, you were a retail manager. What would you do when you would have your staff meeting before you open the doors? Before you open the doors, the Toys R Us, what were you telling your people?
I think you're overstating like the caliber of employees that were working at Toys R Us back in the late 90s.
But you were the boss, right?
Staff meetings?
Yeah.
I mean,
you didn't have a staff meeting?
Maybe once in a while, before Christmas. Like, that was more like with the other managers of the store. Yeah, yeah. Like,
oh, so you weren't a manager, man? I thought you were a manager.
No, I was, but like I didn't gather up all the cashiers and have a rah-rah meeting before like we opened the front end of the store.
Another phrase I overheard is, "He ruined my parlay." and I'm just like,
they don't even know what a parlay is.
I'm just like, I don't know.
Maybe
if
they do.
I don't know if you're a great actress or you are a Rain Man in Vegas.
You think you're a bunch of Meryl Streeps running around in there?
I've told you guys before that Hooters is bonanza.
Right.
That it's just like one of the better ones that I've heard in the country. And so, Valdez.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I was on their Instagram this morning, and I click on a couple of the models, and they're all followed by a friend of mine. He follows all the waitresses. I'll just call him Mike because I don't want to whore him.
Does he live in the area?
So, oh yeah, yeah, he lives in Reston. Okay. So I texted him at 7 a.m. I said, "You dirty dog," and I said, "I know what you're doing." And then he goes, "Oh, the Hooters." He goes, "Yeah, I'll give you scouting reports on all of them." But they all have sugar daddies, he says.
Oh, they do.
Yeah, all the cute ones have sugar daddies.
Oh, okay, got it. Oh, yeah, man. Valdez, that could be your future.
If they take lint,
yeah.
He's a saccharine daddy.
I hope they're like Masters golf polos. You can give him a bunch of those.
What's your fake sugar cakes? Give me the best fake sugar out
aspartame.
There.
Aspartame.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. He's Splenda daddy.
I would go again. I would definitely go again. But I would like a partner in crime, at least.
Right. You need a wingman, so to speak.
Yeah, wingman. Yeah, there you go. Okay.
Hooters wingman. Because that's their promo. Be a wingman. Be a wingman.
You know what?
That's actually pretty good.
All we are geniuses. We're marketing geniuses.
Because the people there, they have no shame. They don't feel bad about going solo.
Right.
I think the majority of guys, they feel weird doing it. Like I said, they're being naughty.
I'm with you. I would feel weird going to a Hooters by myself, but if I went with you,
right,
we could share in the weirdness and it wouldn't be quite as weird.
Why don't you share the weirdness, like you said, with Drabby today and watch a little Masters with Drabby.
Hey, there was a period of time where we went to Hooters every week for Junk's TV.
That is true.
That's a long time ago, but that's true.
Hey, Will Dawkins called us.
Very good.
We're
going
to connect. I don't know what happened. You can ask him if you want to grill him.
Overslept?
I mean, 8 o'clock, maybe. I doubt it.
I have no idea.
He's got kids.
Maybe
he had
an emergency meeting or something. I don't know.
Maybe he was, just knee-deep in Cooper Flagg video.
Could be.
Yeah.
Well, we'll talk to the Wizards GM, Will Dawkins, next here on the Junkies.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So, you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapper jacks.
Those aren't even the words. I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Waiting for the best deals? Spring Black Friday savings are here. Shop early access now at Blinds.com and save big on new custom window treatments. At Blinds.com, shopping online for custom window treatments doesn't mean sacrificing on service, selection, or style. As the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, Blinds.com has hundreds of options to fit any decor and budget. Choose from stylish roller or bamboo shades, blackout options, and more. We even have motorized shades for your patio. DIY, or let our experts handle the heavy lifting. Blinds.com has you covered with free virtual consultations. We'll even send a pro to do the measure and install. Try before you buy with free samples delivered to your door. With over 25 million windows covered, every order's backed with Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Spring Black Friday Early Access now for up to 40% off with minimum purchase, plus a free measure. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.